Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, thanks, Steve. I'll tell you what, finally, 4 years of straightforward, tough love coaching, it's finally paying off. Jonathan Kuminga getting the message.
Not where my head's at right now.
So we got a bunch of stuff going on today. The Giants are hiring Tony Vitello, the Tennessee Volunteers head baseball coach.
No MLB experience.
Let's
go.
He's going to manage the San Francisco Giants. And look, it's a big hire. First time anyone's been hired without any professional baseball experience. We can do two things at one time. We got the Warriors. They beat the Lakers. We got Vitello. How do you feel about Vitello?
Leading you to the playoffs. Imagine in year one he does that.
Come on, man. I mean, this is one of those to me where it's
I'm not mad.
Yeah, I don't like it.
You don't?
They don't. This doesn't work usually. The college to the pros thing usually doesn't work.
But we've never seen it, so this will be the first.
Well,
this is the Jackie Robinson of it.
I saw it firsthand with Mike Montgomery.
And I never was, hey, Mike, if you're listening, I love you. I never thought that was going to work. But, Stani, I don't.
What's the difference? Mike Montgomery coached a prestigious program at Stanford.
Yeah.
And the Warriors hired him to be their head coach. And the Giants are hiring a very prestigious baseball college coach. And he's going to be the manager. I see a lot of similarities.
But I see, I'm not saying there aren't any, but I feel like the NBA player attitude to a guy coming from college, I don't know why, Stani, I feel it, is different than the Major League Baseball player giving that guy coming from the college ranks a chance. You know, there's obviously more dudes on the roster in baseball, but there's just something about, who the hell is this? Mike McMahon. As opposed to maybe Devers and guys like that giving dude a chance because he was good at his job where he was at. But we'll see. Buster said letting him hang.
Yeah, I think it's interesting.
Buster.
Because I absolutely think there's a lot of similarities here. Chris Mullin was a former, Hall of Famer or going to be a Hall of Famer, started running the Warriors, and he hired Mike Montgomery because he thought he needed a teacher. And I can't help but think how many times we were talking about the Giants this past year and we said they weren't buttoned up and they didn't run the bases right and they committed too many mental errors and
they didn't get ripped.
They weren't a great defensive team. And so a lot of those same things were being said about the Warriors. And Mike Montgomery was known as an excellent teacher. And so Chris Mullin hired Montgomery, and he coached here for 2 years with not a lot of success.
Well, you got some great names to back you up. If you talk about Nick Saban and what he tried to do in the NFL, it failed. Steve Spurrier, it failed. And you think about Barry Switzer. I know I love the guy. He won in college and the pro ranks along with Jimmy Johnson. But there are a lot of examples of some good ball coaches, Johnny, that tried to make that jump in other sports and it didn't work. Rick Pitino, well, you know, it didn't work out for him. And I'm thinking of one more, your guy from Kentucky, Calipari.
Calipari took the Nets to the playoffs in the NBA. I think he coached there for 2 years. But wasn't, when Switzer took over Dallas, weren't they loaded?
Yeah. Jimmy.
I mean, they were loaded. Yeah, they were, right?
Like George Seifert when he took over.
Yeah.
Still don't get enough respect, Seifert.
All right, so Warriors win their opener, 119-109 over the Lakers. Terrific all-around performance from the Warriors. Jimmy Butler, I haven't even talked about him. He was terrific. He had 31 points, got to the line 16 times. Curry was Curry. Without the, you know, the usual flair, but he didn't really have to carry the Warriors last night. Kuminga was really good, obviously. He hit the boards. He had 6 assists. And the Warriors go down to L.A. and handle the Lakers. And now game 2 tomorrow.
Yeah.
Here at home against the Nuggets.
And, Stoney, you said we hadn't talked about it, but I kind of led off with Jimmy Butler. Just his ability to slow a game down, regardless if things are going bad, good, whatnot. Hit the fact that, what do you call him, a free throw merchant? I mean, the dude got to the line 16 times, made all 16. I'm just saying, man, and I've said it last year before the playoffs. I mean, that's a blessing to have that as a part of your construct to your team. And they picked right up where they left off, a road win. And now I'm excited to see a young good Denver team that had some addition, made some additions, and we'll see where they go from here. But, man, Jimmy Butler, I mean, he controlled it, and I felt like Steph could be Robin for once, you know? And we said these – I said these same things last year as they put that record together under Jimmy Butler. But, man, dude special, and he was ready to go last night.
Yeah, he did something really dumb after the game.
He did something –
Jimmy Butler did something really dumb after the game.
Now I call myself watching everything. What'd I miss?
He got caught up in the moment.
16 at the line. What do you want to shoot percentage-wise this year?
What do I want to shoot? I got a bet with, I think it's a, I don't think it's a bad bet, but it's kind of a bad bet.
Uh-oh.
With Dre, that I got to shoot a better percentage than number 30 on our team.
Ooh.
Yeah, right? Yeah, so.
What do you
think you think you can?
Of course I think I can.
That's what about like probably 91, 92 you're going to have to shoot?
I'm going to have to, but.
It's a good start.
It's a great start, but I shot double the amount that he did too, so. I think I can do it. If he go 8 for 8, I should be able to go 16 for 16 most times every night.
I got Curry.
Well,
I got Curry, and I'll give him
Jimmy
all the odds
the
he
team.
Wants.
He's never shot Jimmy 90% from the line in a season in his career, Stoney. I mean, that could change, but having some fun. Tell Dre I got a bet with Dre about Steph. I love it.
Somebody saying play Steph Curry's response. I got Steph Curry about Kuminga, asked about the test in the West. How about just Jimmy?
He just plays good basketball. Whatever the possession calls for, he sees the floor so well. He's composed when he has the ball in his hands. You can't really speed him up. And I think he understands like what it takes to win, and he doesn't care what it looks like, try to get the job done. So good basketball with guys that love sharing the ball, using each other, fits right in.
Look at Steph. The chef!
I don't think that's the one that
he... Yeah, because he said he was going to lose.
The YouTube chat thought about it. But no, the other thing... it's funny because they said it on the broadcast last night that, you know, I heard Grant Hill talking about Kuminga, and clearly he was talking to Kerr, and Grant Hill said he wants him to be like Sean Marion, and we've heard
the Matrix.
We've heard Steve Kerr talk about wanting him to be like Aaron Gordon.
That's
also
what I like.
And, you know, that wasn't a bad comparison for him last night, Aaron Gordon.
No.
And if Jonathan Kuminga can play like that, all the talk about him is going to go away.
And I'll
he's
tell you this,
become Stoney, a fixture.
Yeah, and he'll remain in a Warrior uniform. How about that?
That I'm not ready to co-sign on yet.
But you compile some games like this, a lot of them, and you're talking Aaron Gordon. There's no reason for you to be somewhere else.
Right. But
I got you. It's one game.
And the one thing that, like, here's the other thing. Jonathan Kuminga looked like he was trying to do the right things last night, and he was terrific. Okay, now tomorrow night and Friday night, we don't know what his role is going to be. So as good as he was Tuesday, like, he doesn't just, like, it's unfortunate for him, but he doesn't just get to go play the exact same amount on Thursday if guys are coming back. So
we'll see.
He's going to have to be the one to kind of adjust to, I think, starting sometimes, and I think coming off the bench sometimes. But I do think, you know, Kerr is willing to make sure he gets a certain amount of playing time a night.
And that's why I got to give Kerr credit, because, Stoddy, you weren't able to see the first quarter. And again, he was 1 of 4, Kuminga. So you missed his misses pretty much. And I was thinking to myself at halftime, like, damn, man. But Kerr gave him some rope. He also had 5 assists in the first half, 5 rebounds. So he was doing those other things. But Kerr could have, you know, with one of those fadeaways that didn't hit, could have took him out the game. And I kind of lightweight was expecting it, but he ran with them. And I said, okay. And then he came out with that, you know, the 3 threes in the third quarter, played well. So, I mean, it could have went a different way, and you hadn't seen his misses. And everybody misses, Stoney. But we've seen where it's like, oh, I don't know if that was the best shot, JK. But he put that to bed and had a great game, man. And so did they.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors win their season opener against the Lakers, and the Giants have a new manager, Tony Vitello, formerly the head coach for the University of Tennessee. And he's going to be the first manager ever hired by a major league team without any major league experience. So we've got ourselves, I don't know what anybody says, we got ourselves an experiment on our hands in San Francisco.
What if you had a boss come in here that had no program director skills? Nahegan left. Would you look at him sideways? This dude never done it. Trying to tell me what to do.
Well, I guess it would be the equivalent of the Ohio State radio program director built an unbelievable bully in Columbus, and then they get hired here, and he wants to go in a different direction. Yeah. I can't make an analogy on that.
But D. Lou wanted to say Billy Donovan too is a guy that, but that's what I said. I said in the froze of D. Lou.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios. All right, let's go out to the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. And on the line is Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. What's up, Ross? How you doing, man?
I am doing pretty well. I'm trying to figure out what I want to eat here at the Philly airport. About to take off.
Let me tell you where I don't like to eat.
Get a good slice of pizza. Hey,
don't go to Chicky and Pete's. I wouldn't go there.
You don't
there.
Like Chicky and Pete's?
I'm not crazy about Chicky and Pete's.
You know, it's interesting because I'm literally, as I'm talking to you guys, I'm walking and looking at some of the different options they have, trying to figure out just what I want to go with. You know, it bums me out. I don't know why. But no Chick-fil-A's airports have milkshakes. Why is that?
I have a good question.
Why do you have milkshakes in an airport? I don't understand what's like the damage there, because that would help me make my decision. And in fact, I'm looking right now, they don't have any salads either. Mm. Or even, do they have grilled chickens? Like, I'm trying to be healthy.
That's my favorite, baby.
All right.
The grilled chicken?
Yeah, with the buffalo sauce. Chicken nuggets, Ross. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so good. So good. I'm looking right now. They have grilled. Oh no, they do that. They have grilled nuggets. I might just do a 30 count grilled nuggets.
Oh, I do 10, and 30. My man put them down.
Oh yeah, 30, man. Come on, what is this, amateur hour?
I got
a long flight coming up.
Ross Tucker joining us on 95.7 The Game. He's our NFL Odyssey insider, and were you able to tell, using, you know, the eye test, that George Kittle made a big difference for the 49ers. I know what the stats say. Could you tell when you watched, you know, some tape on that game that the running game looked different?
I don't know that I could say that it's fair to say, yeah, he made a huge difference. I would tell you, though, if you just watch one game, I don't know that you could say that. I would tell you, though, I do think Kittle does make a huge difference. And maybe it wasn't just in that game, but, I mean, you're talking about a guy that I think was pretty universally agreed upon as the best tight end in the league last year, had the best of any of those guys. And it's really not just the fact that he's a really good blocker. It's also the threat that he is in the passing game and people knowing that he's that kind of threat in the passing game, I think makes a big, big difference as well. Probably more so than people realize to have a guy like that, that's capable of not only blocking, but getting big plays. I mean, the obviously, what McCaffrey's doing is just unbelievable. I'm incredibly, incredibly impressed with the load that he's carrying. But I do think having Kittle back is helpful. I also would say you probably don't want to evaluate it, good or bad, on just one game.
Yeah,
especially when a guy's coming back from injury like that.
Hey, Ross, we got some breaking news out here with our San Francisco Giants. Buster Posey, president of baseball ops, just hired, it looks like, Tony Vitello, who is the baseball coach at Tennessee and has no Major League Baseball experience. And I know you played the game, and I'm curious to see, have you had any kind of experience with, you know, a coach coming in, not having professional experience, and how did that go? And what do you think he's walking into where some of these base, you know, giant sluggers are looking at him like, who are you? You have no experience.
Man, I don't know if I'm the right guy or the wrong guy to ask that question to. But I have it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Experience with it. 2001, my rookie year in Washington, Marty Schottenheimer was incredible. We all loved him. We started off 0-5. We won the next 5 games. We almost made the playoffs. We loved him. In the offseason, after just 1 year, Daniel Snyder, in his infinite wisdom, he went ahead and he fired Marty Schottenheimer and hired a college coach named Steve Spurrier.
Oh.
And when I tell you guys, it was bad. It was bad. I mean,
damn,
it was really, really bad. So I don't know if that makes me the right person to be talking to you right now or the wrong, but I mean, schematically, it was bad. From a motivational standpoint, it was bad. I would say that every single aspect of whether or not you're a good coach, he was not.
Wow.
And I say it all the time, he was by far the worst coach I ever had at any level. I'm frankly like amazed that he has the success that he has at the college level, or that he did, I guess, with Florida and then South Carolina. I guess maybe they're just able to recruit that well because we were at a schematic disadvantage. He wasn't really a hard worker. The things he would say to guys, I mean, it was a disaster, like abject failure to bring a guy. Let me just tell you guys one story. At training camp in 2001, I don't remember what Marty Schottenheimer said, but whatever he said, man, we were so pumped up. It was like the hair on the back of your neck was standing up. I mean, it was awesome, right? You fast forward to a year later with Steve Spurrier, and he says, men, I went to 12 of these here training camps as a player, and you know what? I don't remember one good thing I ever got out of it, but Mr. Snyder wants us to be here anyway, so let's try to get something done. That was his start of the season speech.
Oh, man.
That was what he said to start the year. I don't remember one good thing that ever came out of it, but let's try to see if we can get something done. I mean, I'm not joking. That's what he said.
Oh, man.
And I could tell you guys stories the whole rest of the segment of how bad Spurrier was, but I mean, I don't know. Maybe this college guy from Tennessee will be excellent, you know? I don't know baseball that well. I know Buster Posey. I'm familiar with his game, but man, my experience has been that it was an abject failure and an absolute disaster. But that was just one guy, 1 year. So who knows?
Jesus,
appreciate it. Wow.
Now you're listening to Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mac Jones led the 49ers to another win on Sunday against, I can't even remember who they played now, the Falcons. And they go into Houston, and it looks like Purdy probably isn't going to be ready for Houston. They're starting to talk about no timeline. What do you make of where the Niners are in the situation with Mac Jones and Purdy?
Well, I think they're in a really good situation that a lot of other teams would really, really envy, where they have a backup quarterback that can play at a high enough level for them to win these games, and they can make sure that when they bring a guy like Purdy back this time, that he doesn't get injured again, that doesn't become an issue again this time. So, I mean, at this point, the last thing they want is to bring him back and have yet again some type of issue that sets him back. So makes a lot of sense to me to keep Mac Jones in there until Purdy's feeling awesome. And as long as Mac Jones is playing well and winning, which obviously is the goal and is pretty impressive what he's been able to get done. I mean, there's a lot of teams out there that would really, really love to have a backup quarterback that can play as well as Mac Jones is right now.
Man, Ross, speaking of which, you set the tone and you don't even know it for Robert Saleh and how I look at this young Niner defense. And you told me when Bosa went out, Guru come back and asked me how they look, you know, the week after. And they lost to Tampa, but Fred Warner got hurt. And then Sunday night, I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, they're in trouble. And these young rookies, first, second-year players are popping. What are you making of Robert Saleh and this young defense with that performance Sunday night and Ross going forward?
Yeah, I mean, I thought that was highly encouraging. And, you know, it's a good point, I think, Guru, because we've been spending a lot of time talking about what a good job Shanahan's done on the offensive side of the ball, and what a good job he's done with, you know, Mac Jones. I think Saleh, especially in that performance, I mean, those aren't just the two best defensive players for the Niners. They're two of the 10 best defensive players in the whole league. So for him to have those guys play that well really speaks to Saleh figuring it out. You know, and that's the thing. Some coaches can figure it out. Some coaches can't. He's able to. And, I mean, if they can play at that level, then even without those guys, they have a chance to really be competitive the rest of the year. I mean, I was skeptical. I think everybody probably was. But without those guys to be able to hold the Falcons, who had been looking really good. I mean,
but how bad did Penix look, Ross?
Drake London. I mean, they had been awesome. Holding them to 10 points was really, really impressive.
Ross Tucker joining us on 95.7 The Game. He's our Odyssey NFL insider. We just found out that Bryce Huff's going to miss a couple weeks for the Niners. What's his story? He apparently had a good season with the Jets his last season there. Then he went to Philly, but he was moved to a different position or something like that. Now he's been playing terrific when the 49ers have called on him. Just give me your little thumbnail on Bryce Huff.
Yeah, isn't that something? I mean, it's so funny how when you switch from different teams or different roles, how much of a difference it can make. I don't know why he got off to such a bad foot with the Eagles. They paid him a lot of money. You know, they pretty clearly had plans for him, but it was a disaster almost right from the start. They didn't really play him very much. Vic Fangio just didn't like him. I guess they didn't feel like he could – you know, stop the run well enough. And, you know, it's amazing how often that happens in the NFL where a guy is able to switch, whereas a guy is able to switch from one team to another. I mean, with the Jets, with Saleh, he was great. With the Eagles, he did nothing. Switches back to the Niners with Saleh, and now he's doing great again.
Just wonderful.
Ross, do I need to be careful? I tell Steiny my lock of the week every week, and I come back like, damn, I saw that one wrong. But I watch Monday night, and I don't know what's going on with C.J. Stroud and that Texan offense and that offensive line, but they got a hellified defense. But I feel like the Niners got – I don't want to say it's going to be easy, but, I mean, what's going on with the Texans, and how do you see this matchup with them and the Niners and D'Amico Ryans and his revenge game?
Man, it's the Texans are hard to figure out because after the way they played against the Ravens, I thought, okay, here we go. You know, the Texans are going to be on a roll like they did last year, but the exact opposite happened. They looked horrible Monday night in Seattle. Now, give them credit. I think Seattle obviously deserves a lot of credit for how they were able to play, and I think Seattle is a lot better than people realize, and they'll continue to figure that out the rest of the year. I mean, I have the Seahawks right now top five in the NFL in my power rankings, which I think surprises a lot of people, but they deserve it. I mean, especially that defense, they've been that good. The Texans defense is awesome. Danielle Hunter, Will Henderson, their corners, their safeties, but their offense has really struggled, with the exception of the fourth quarter against the Titans and really that Ravens matchup 3 weeks ago before the bye. The Texans offense hasn't been able to do anything.
Ross Tucker joining us on 95.7 The Game, our Odyssey NFL insider. Any chance you know who Brian Finneran is? I know he went to Villanova. Did you ever play against him?
No, we didn't know. We didn't play against each other, but when I was getting recruited, Brian was a star player at Villanova, so I was familiar with him. And then obviously our paths crossed in the NFL. And you kind of keep note of, we used to call it 1AA, now it's called FCS. You kind of keep track of the FCS or 1AA guys to have success. So really, really happy for him and the success he had. And I know he's doing media in Atlanta. He's a Cali guy. Villanova was bringing in a lot of Cali guys back
yeah.
today. I don't know if they still do.
Yeah, no. And the reason I'm asking about him is we had him on last week, and I was asking him about Raheem Morris. And I just said, you know, Shanahan is a guy who's obviously his reputation is he's a great play caller, schemer. And I asked him, what does Raheem Morris hang his hat on? And he was just like, that's a great question. I don't really know. He's didn't know how to categorize him, let's say, and what his strengths and weaknesses are. And I know he's got an offensive and defensive coordinator, but when people ask you, Ross, what does Sirianni do? What, how would you answer that question? What does Nick Sirianni do?
Yeah, I think he is a great culture builder, great motivator. He's proven that time in and time again. And honestly, he's a really good in-game coach. Think about how long he's been the Eagles coach and the amount of time that you can actually sit there and break down where you felt like he made a clock management or game management or challenge mistake. It's probably not even on one hand. It's that impressive with what he's been able to do.
Hey, Ross, let me ask you this. You mentioned your power rankings and you had Seattle in your top five. Where are the Niners at?
You know what? I don't know off the top of my head. It's a good question. I want to say that they're like 11 or 12. It's funny because they might deserve to be higher than that, but no Fred, no Nick. I have this like inherent skepticism, I guess, which I'm sure a lot of people have. They just have to keep proving it every week. You know, I was in the booth for that Thursday night game against the Rams. That was so impressive, so awesome, such a big win for them that they needed to have.
Hey, Ross, travel safe, and we really appreciate you, buddy.
Get the 30 piece.
Of course. See you guys.
All right. Yeah. Ross Tucker, NFL Insider. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side.
Yeah, you said a lot of stuff, but Stoney, I know you're finicky and picky. Have you ever had Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, once. Okay. I've had Chick-fil-A one time.
Was it good? Thumbs up.
Yeah, I think it was really good. Mm-hmm. I had a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Look at you.
It's quite tasty. Like, see, here's the problem with those kind of sandwiches. Or like a really good hot dog if it's the right size. If you catch me at the right time and you get me one of those Chick-fil-A and I'm hungry.
It's over.
I could eat 11 of them.
Okay.
I swear to God, I could drill 11 of them. I could.
They're to die for, man.
I just, you know, you just start eating them. It's like, you know, you get off the golf course and then you have like, got off the golf course yesterday. This guy was having a barbecue. My buddy John invited all the golfers over, and he had those hot dogs. You know, just a regular size hot dog in a bun that fit perfectly around it.
There you go.
And I was like, I'll eat seven of those right now.
Well, that's how I get when I'm sipping. You know, burn a hole in my stomach.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Dude, he had Seattle higher than the Niners on his rankings. But is he skeptical because he doesn't think this trend could continue? But, you know, I talked about the job and started an argument a month ago, Snotty, I'll never forget it, on that Monday about Kyle and the job he's doing. And now I feel like there's two cars in that race, because what Robert Saleh is also doing with the defense may be there and has surpassed what Kyle's doing. But Kyle's just had to do it from week one with Purdy and Kittle going out. But, man, if they get to 6-2 somehow beating the Texans, and I think it's there, like they can do that. I mean, where's this thing going? Like, really, that's my question for the Niners. How far can this thing go with all these injuries?
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Hey, we got a little potpourri. You can use this to talk about anything right now. The Giants are on the verge of hiring a manager. Tony Vitello, coached at the University of Tennessee, and he is going to be the first major league manager with absolutely no major league coaching experience. So a very interesting hire from Buster Posey. I'll just tell you, it reminds me a little bit of the Warriors hiring Mike Montgomery back in the day.
So that's not a good thing when you say that.
Pro experience. Yeah. But in fairness, you know, did Jim Harbaugh, when he first came to the Niners, didn't he come from Stanford?
Yeah, but he was a pro. He played in the game.
Oh, he played.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, and I think that's
okay.
All
right. So, I got you. So,
you know, that's better than anything.
As bad as Steve Spurrier was, he played in the NFL too. So,
I want to ask you this about Vitello. Yeah. So, I remember the day I was driving Saturday. It was a Saturday afternoon. Nahegan took over the station as program director. I got a call, didn't recognize the number. I was like, who's calling me from Chi-Town or what have you? And it was Nahegan to introduce himself. And I'm not saying I probably was the 12th call. But if you're Vitello, who is your first call to the – like, who's the first – not Buster, but your first call to any player – like Nahegan made to me, because I thought I was fired. You know, I picked it up and like, I was like, damn, they got me. But who would your first call be to? Because I got an answer.
Logan Webb.
Now, that's interesting. That was...
What?
No, I'm not mad at the answer, and I guess that gets a... But I'm going everyday player. Like, it's got to be Devers.
Well, he's not... Yeah, I mean, I would pick Webb because he's longest tenured. Yeah. He's probably the biggest leader on the team, probably the most respected guy on the team, probably knows more about the organization. Like, with all due respect, the hell does Devers know? He just got here.
Well, Adamus. I would just go on everyday player, but Webb is probably the right answer. And you're right. He's the longest tenured dude here. But you got to make that call, you know?
Yeah, got to make a bunch of calls. Got to call...
Or call everybody and treat them like Webb.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Because I sure what the number one dude at the station.
So we got the Giants hiring a manager without any professional coaching experience. We got the Golden State Warriors winning their season opener against the L.A. Lakers. And, of course, we got the 49ers playing the Houston Texans on Sunday. And a win gets them to 6-2. So... A lot of stuff happening with the Bay Area teams right now, especially with the Golden State Warriors and a uplifting season opening win.
Did you see any combinations last night from the Warriors? And I know Kerr's just working on stuff. It's just game one. But I was asking Evan. He showed me a metric to where I left my notes, some of my notes at home, to where I'd written them down. Some that were like, okay, I could see this, you know, growing. Anything you see with Kuminga or anybody to where you're like, man, that might have some staying power?
I mean,
we kind of talked about it before we left.
Yeah, no, I mean, I thought last night's game sets the bar at a level where they look pretty good last night. Now, I'm wondering how good the Lakers are, but that's not really the conversation for today. They play Denver tomorrow, though that'll be a different kind of test.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, as far as season openers go, I think it was perfect for the Warriors. Everything you needed to happen or, you know, kind of wanted to see, you saw. Butler was the best player on the floor. Kuminga showed an expanded game. Curry didn't have to break his back. Draymond was pretty solid. Buddy Hield, remember Buddy last year got off to a great start shooting the ball.
He's a bucket. He earned that nickname, Stoney. I know he's not Clay, but I just feel like when it's leaving his hand and it's not Steph Curry, we're in good hands. Like, it's going in, and I think something's to be said about this little thing that he's got going with Jimmy, or he just feels comfortable, man. And he's feeding off of it, Stoney, and he's lethal, and he's their second best shooter from deep.
888-957-9570 is the number, and Ross Tucker just joined us. Interesting conversation with Ross Tucker. He's got to give Saleh his credit too, because he was the one who said, you know, let's wait a little while, but
now it's just out of control.
The 49ers were good without Warner and without Bosa, and we'll see how that works out. What's the most intriguing thing to you, the Giants manager or the way the Warriors started the season?
It's the Giants manager, because if we want to keep it a buck, there's no LeBron, and it just from a Golden State Warriors standpoint, you were 27-8, and there are expectations here, and I was listening to any and everybody last night, Stoney. People got expectations for the Warriors if they remain healthy. But the fact that the San Francisco Giants are given the keys to a college coach that has no Major League Baseball experience, I'm throwing this to you, and I'm being honest. Why do I like it? Why am I kind of lightweight tingling? And I think before you answer and take a crack at it, that Buster's saying, I'm not doing it the old way. I'm not bringing in a retread. And, you know, that's where I started my search from. I was like, oh, a retread. And to give this guy a chance, knowing it's going to come with hell, Stoney, if it doesn't work out, I like, that's young, like, it's new thinking, I guess is what I'm saying. It's new thinking.
Yeah.
And there's a risk involved, for sure.
I don't like it. I mean, I just...
Let's say it doesn't work out. Is it different than a retread not working out? Or is it like, holy hell, what were you guys thinking? The dude had no...
If he doesn't work out, he doesn't work out. And it was a bad hire.
So the origin of him not having any experience doesn't make it that much worse. If it didn't, I'm being negative, but if it didn't work out, you get my drift?
I mean, I just... This is, to me, when you do this, it's absolutely a risk. And my... Again, like, I'm using the Mike Montgomery
comp
because I covered Mike Montgomery for 2 years after he was hired. And I don't want to say it was a disaster like Russ Tucker was talking about Spurrier, but it was different. Mm-hmm. It was different. And this guy, Vitello, is going to have to overcome the challenge of having no major league baseball playing or coaching experience. And like, I'm open to it, but it's risky.
And
it's very risky.
And I'll say this to that as we get close to the end of the segment, Stoney. The bottom line is you and I disagree just on how talented this team is. But I think one thing he has going for him, I believe the Giants got a lot at their disposal. Are they perfect? Hell no. Do they need some enhancements? Yes. But what they have, I think this young man, Vitello, is in a situation, Stoney, where you could call me crazy. You mentioned Logan Webb and the ability to hit the ground running with boppers like Adames and Chapman and Devers. I mean, man, you know, you ain't coming to, you know, a team that needs to find those type of guys. So I'll say all that to say is I expect something from the Giants record-wise next year, but if he is the guy that kind of leads them back to the playoffs, what? They hadn't been to the actual playoff series since 2016. That's a long time, man.
The 21.
Well, that was one game. Well, yeah, you're right. It was a seven-game series, what I'm talking about.
But yeah, we'll see.
I 21 is a long time.
I mean, we'll see. It's a risky move. And we'll see. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors win their season opener. They're 1-0. Giants have a new manager with no major league experience. The University of Tennessee coach, Tony Vitello. And it's Vitello, by the way. I looked it up. And the boss told me. Head on over to YouTube and Twitch to see Steiny and Guru by searching 957. And while you're there, download and subscribe for all our great content at 957 The Game. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Good. Dub Nation, this is Brandon Pajemski coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I think we're 90 minutes into a show. I'm
irritated.
Why?
I want to get to the bottom of why Dre wouldn't cut our show if he did the other two shows. I'm a text Brownie.
No, text Kincaid.
Or he won't give it to me straight. Would they give it to me straight? What did we do?
It's probably what you did.
You had beef with him since.
What are you kidding?
You I said you had a tweet with him when it was called Twitter.
He admitted he was wrong. Draymond Green admitted he was wrong.
When did he admit it?
When he came on.
So why hasn't he come back? We had a good interview.
He doesn't want to get humbled again.
We made the doc about the punch. I don't know if you know that had something to do with it.
One of the greatest defensive performances by Draymond.
Play that for him, Kincaid. Ritter, help us out. I want to talk to Dray, man. Damn.
I think congratulations might be in order for some people out there.
Me.
No, you're not in this one.
Well, Richard.
No.
Come on.
No.
Evan gave you the love last night. It's all good.
Where are my Kuminga fans today?
Well, I think this is where...
See, that this is what I mean.
No, this is,
no, this is what I mean.
Coach and Vallejo, they already know he could play. No,
well, not like this.
No.
He's never played like this.
No, he hasn't. My point is they know he can.
Yeah.
And I think you're selling them short because you probably thought they were going to be lined up. He had a good game. But nah, Steiny, people know the game, and Kuminga can do this. Keep doing it, then you'll feel the calls.
We don't know if he can keep doing it.
I think
he's never consistently done what he did last night over an extended period of time.
But did you expect people to call and say, "Hey, Steiny, I told you so."
Of course, a lot of people usually.
It's almost a lightweight insult to Kuminga and the Kuminga fans. That you thought that was going to be what time it was. It's a team game. He's evolving, and they need him. I loved everything I saw last night, man, and just keep it going. Hey, and they were missing one of their better players. And when it got to 6, I know you said, "Goo, I wasn't shaking," and Horford had a couple back-to-back turnovers. I was like, "Oh, ow." And I was like, "Man, what's going on here?" And they rectified it. Curry hit that 3. Draymond hit a big jump shot. So don't forget that part. Put some respect on Daddy's name.
Don't tell me who to put respect on.
I'm just telling you, you don't need to scream.
What are you talking about?
49 Frankie said you were screaming the other day. Not at me, were just screaming.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I scream when I'm on something. What happened yesterday? You just start, Kuminga got in the start lineup. You just start screaming.
What are you talking about?
Your voice got, could listen to the show tape yesterday.
I don't care if he starts or not.
But your voice, your vocals went loud like you were mad at something.
What would I be? Why would I be mad that Kuminga's starting?
I'm going to help you out.
Yeah.
Some people think you don't like Kuminga. And then when it was announced Kuminga was starting.
That's going to make me mad?
That's what I'm laughing with you. Your voice went up.
Oh, yeah.
The decimals went up.
I'm fuming. I cannot believe they started Jonathan Kuminga.
What you're assuming Kuminga fans are not doing today, calling and saying, ha-ha.
Well, right, and good for them. They realize that it's an 82-game season, and I hope they also realize that that's all we've been wanting Kuminga to do. Go get a rebound.
He
got rebounds.
Yeah, early.
You know what he did last night?
Tell me.
He played bigger than he is, and that's one of the things I liked about how he played last night.
9 rebounds, Donnie, 6 assists.
He played bigger than he normally, plays. Like, I think he's somebody that loves the idea of playing on the perimeter, but he's going to be able to do damage on the interior.
And he can do, I want to say this, Donnie, you can disagree, that's fine. He can do what you're saying, that stuff easy. It's just a want and a will.
See, this is, but would you acknowledge last night's game was different for Kuminga?
Oh, no, my gosh.
Okay, well then, how come, what clicked last night?
Can I be honest?
Because it was so obvious to everybody.
All right. Again, I just heard about this last night, so I don't want to be fronting up here lying to you and the listeners like I've been sitting on this. But just driving in and last night hearing Steve Kerr say that Jimmy had some conversations with Kuminga. Okay, that's a part of it. But, Stoney, I'm being real. I think what happened this summer and maybe how close he knows he came to being dealt and maybe him talking to Mr. Turner, his agent, maybe he just knew what time it was, man. Shout out Morris Day. And he's doing the things that he hadn't been doing and now the sky's the limit. There's just maybe some shackles off of him mentally, and this is what we're going to get. So that's my thing. When I heard Kerr say that Jimmy was talking to him, I'm just thinking, what if Stephen A. pulled you or me to the side or, you know, somebody that's a big wig? I mean, that would mean something. I would remember what they would say and tell me and maybe critique me on or tell me what to do differently. So maybe something simple as that.
I mean, to me, it's been obvious in the entire preseason, and that to me would be the most encouraging thing is that, you know, that wasn't really his first game where he did that.
That man.
He's done it in the preseason so far this year. He's trying, like, and I don't care how it sounds, he's trying to play the right way. There's no doubt about it. And last night, he did some things that Steve Kerr's been asking for him to do. And it all fit in the context of a Golden State Warriors win. That's all I care about is that Kuminga to me last night impacted winning more than when he just goes out and gets you 26 points in 33 minutes.
Man.
He did other things last night. Last night was a game where if he goes 2 for 6 from 3-point range and ends up with what, like 13 points?
Yeah.
He still would have played well. So he's doing other things that are helping the team, or he's doing other things that are helping the team so far in the preseason and in game one.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm just like, man, I got my own self in timeout because that was the theme of preseason. I was like, Steiny, he had 6 assists. And you kept pointing it out as soon as I'd walk in, and I'm thinking, you know, wake me up when it's regular season. But he obviously had been working on that part of his game. And you called it out and others, and I kind of just bypassed it. But nah, you're right. So he's been trying to do this and work on this, and I call this a page out of the Pods book. What can I do in regard to the other things to keep me on the floor, even if my shot is not falling? And he did that last night.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors win their season opener 119-109 against the LA Lakers. Doncic has 43, but Warriors were in control for that entire game, as far as I'm concerned. They played a terrific game for opening day, and they put the Lakers away. And it's one of those games where you go down the entire box score, and somebody contributed. In fact, everybody contributed. 888-957-9570. Is the number. This from the 510 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. 510, Kuminga always plays well against the Lakers. What changed, Steinmetz, is Kuminga started, and that worked wonders for his mental psyche. Okay, and that's something that he may have to continue to adjust to, starting, coming off the bench, and starting. That segment brought to you by Ceramani Ford.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.